Thanks for downloading this episode of Where Are You Going? If you have time to leave a review, I'd be really grateful. We got some really nice comments from someone in Vancouver who said they started a short walk listening to the podcast, but it ended up a rather longer walk. They said they had to keep going despite their aching legs. I recorded this episode at the University of East Anglia back in January, just as the evening shadows began to fall on its campus. Hello. The reason I came to talk to you is because you're so dapperly dressed. No, the trilby and the briefcase looks kind of 1930s transplanted into this modern scene. Have you had a busy week?
Yes.
Yes. Is it home now?
If it will be, yes.
Yeah. Would you mind me asking what you do at the university?
I'm the director of the Institute for Volunteering Research.
Ah, what does that entail, that role?
How long is your podcast?
Well, it's a very long tape.
Basically, we want to find out all things relevant to volunteer involvement. Could be volunteers at the hospital over there, could be volunteers with Voluntary Norfolk, but also we work with United Nations volunteers, you know, looking at the state of volunteer involvement around the globe, and do quite a lot with Europe at the moment as well.
And what is it about volunteering that's important? I wonder if that's easy to reflect in research or something you've just learned from your role.
7 out of 10 have volunteered at some time during their life. We don't know all that much about it. Sufficient reason, I would think.
Have you ever done it?
Oh, yes. Lifetime volunteer.
What have you done?
I started off in youth work, so running youth clubs. I did stuff about disability in Germany, China, supporting disabled people at one point. And now I'm a trustee and chair of a number of organisations.
And what was it that led you, I suppose, individually to volunteer for those particular charities, maybe?
Good question. Volunteering is quintessentially about choice, and I'm not sure what made me choose that, but it is a question of what you feel is right for you.
And what brought you from Germany to England, do you mind me asking?
How do you know?
Well, I detected your accent, and then you said you volunteered with disabled charities in Germany, and I thought, okay. Right.
My late wife.
Ah. Oh. Where did you meet her?
Berlin.
Ah. Oh. So was she English in Berlin?
She was English in Berlin.
So did you meet in a club, pub, cafe, restaurant, museum?
Student housing.
Oh, you met young. So was it a done deal when you saw her?
That was a personal question, but yes.
I know, I'm sorry. It's a personal podcast. What was it about her, if you don't mind talking about her?
I do a bit, but the first thing I noticed was her hair.
Oh. And I'm sorry, she's passed away now. You must miss her if she was, I don't know, you met her young and you stayed with her maybe a long time.
We were married for 25 years.
And now, what have you learned, I would say, to have loved and lost? It's a cliche, but what have you learned about grief, having been through that?
Well, again, how long is your podcast? I'd say I look like I'm out of the 30s, and that reflects how old I feel.
Because of being...
Not just.
Okay.
I've also been a single parent, an academic. If being an academic doesn't make you feel old, then whatever will.
And it's nearly spring. Do you feel an optimism when the new year comes around?
No.
No?
No. I think looking at the current politics, both here and abroad, looking at the current situation, optimism is slightly more tricky to find.
That's a really interesting answer. I just feel like it's incredibly honest. Most people would brush me off with, yeah.
It's probably a German.
Do you think there is a characteristic which is a bit more plain speaking?
Could be. I'm not sure about that. Generalisation never really works, but also I've got a terrible sense of humour.
Really?
Mm.
Has that been a problem for you?
Always.
I don't think you've got a terrible sense of humour at all, because your face is straight but your eyes are twinkly. And so when the bus gets home, what's the plan for the weekend, for the pessimistic Saturday and Sunday ahead of you?
I'm going to meet with a co-author to discuss the next book that we're writing on Saturday, and Sunday There's going to be coffee and, well, we need to think about cakes with my older son.
Okay. Coffee and cakes is important in Germany. I grew up in Holland, so I know coffee and cakes is a thing.
It is. It won't be a German cake, I hasten to add. I'm seriously thinking of rum cake.
You strike me as a man who thinks seriously about most things.
That must be a terribly wrong impression.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to winkle you out. I've gone with the twinkly eyes and now I'm doing the serious, but I can't quite pin you down.
I'm afraid you won't.
And there is something with the trilby that's a bit of a sort of spy. You're giving me spy vibes, so maybe your sort of circumspect demeanour is hiding something else.
Yeah, would I tell you about that?
No, no, you wouldn't tell me. Vielen Dank. Yeah, tot ziens. Cheers. Thank you. I was watching you all taking photos with the Indian flag,
yeah.
And now you're taking it down.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go after? I'm recording, but I'm just intrigued.
We have to take it down before the sunset, we have to take it down.
Okay, and why is it up?
It is the Indian Republic Day today. So,
happy Republic Day.
Yeah, thank you.
So we are celebrating it.
Fantastic. So you put this up with sellotape and then had photos?
We did the national song and the national anthem. Then we did some dance on the Indian songs, and then the national parade is going on inside.
Yeah.
So we have to take the flag down before the sun sets.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to see, you can join.
Can I come and
Yeah, sure.
That would be so nice. So are you students here in Norwich?
Yeah. So you're student of University of East Anglia.
Okay, so you must feel quite far away from... It's freezing. Is it funny to celebrate Republic Day, when it's zero degrees?
We feel proud celebrating here.
It's lovely. And what would you normally be doing in India if you were celebrating there?
Yeah, it's a big program there. All India is, full of joy and pleasure. We celebrated quite nicely there.
Okay, so you're doing a parade now, and then... I don't know where the sun is, but don't let me delay you. Will you be eating together later and having a party?
After the parade ends, everyone will be given juices and biscuits, and we'll disperse.
Lovely. Can I come and see?
Yeah, sure.
I'll wait for you to take the flag down first. Yeah. Thank you. Why does it have to come back down before the sunset?
It's just the respect of the flag and the country.
The respect of the flag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other days we can put it on for the whole day, but on the Independence Day and on the Republic Day we have to take it down before the sunset.
Okay. That's hard in England in January. Your fingers are so cold. Yeah. This one. Once I followed the guys who dismantled the flag from the lamppost, we went inside an auditorium. It was a lot of fun. The team was up on stage getting the audio visuals ready for the presentation. The music was blaring and it was brilliant. And people were streaming in behind me, all carrying snacks ready for the evening. Well, you just never know how your evening might turn out. I wish I could have stayed for the whole thing. Thanks for listening to Where Are You Going? My name's Catherine Carr, and the podcast is produced by the team at Loftus Media.